Molly because Monica screwed up.
We got our information crisscrossed, right?
Yeah. And I'm thinking out loud, well, it's 9:10. It's not like Paul not to be here yet. Oh, my gosh. And then all of a sudden, I got a whirlwind of thought, like, OMG, you're probably supposed to be there.
Yep. Yeah, well, we don't do it over the phone very often, but here we are, and I know we're pretty thankful to get through 2020, right, Monica?
Oh, we made it. You know that song, Looks Like We Made It? We did. We made it, Tom, in 2021.
All right. Yeah, so what's happening at Monica's Apparel and Accessories, Monica?
Well, I'm so sorry about this now. I will post more pictures. I feel so bad, but I hate to start doing that while we're talking and then we get disconnected. That would be just absolutely terrible. So this is something to look forward to at Monica's Apparel and Accessories on Chestnut Street. We're planning for Valentine's Day, so it's all about, this fires me up every year at this time of the year. It's all about red. Not a lot of us wear red, but it's, I ever wear red, everyone goes, oh, you look so good in red, Monica. So I think maybe we need to make a point to wear more red, because guess what? It's cheerful, and it is a sign of heart health. So I think on Fridays, we should all wear red.
Okay. Yeah, we're jumping right into Valentine's, huh?
Yeah, let's all wear red for heart health, even you, Paul Ramo.
All right, I'll have to get some red. I have a red cardigan.
See, there you go.
Mr. Rogers sweater.
Oh, you know what? That will work just wonderful. But now when you're shopping, you know, and then I can keep an eye out for a red shirt for you, too, for the next time we do Fashion Easter Friday, since I kind of goofed this time. But, and then I want to say something special about my cardigans for caring, and then we'll go right into the Valentine must-have.
Okay.
I got some wonderful peeps that we made their day at the Dawson Care Center and the Assisted Living. We supplied everybody with a soft, cozy sweater. I've gotten thank yous from people's families. I've gotten thank yous from all over. I'm beyond, very, very pleased with the outcome. Very, very pleased it made people's days. And I got a special letter from a lady that said she loves purple. And she got the most beautiful purple cardigan from me. And it was soft and it was cozy. And she had already had the outfit on to match it. It just made my day.
Yeah, it's that seems to be getting bigger and bigger every year, Monica.
Well, I have plans, you know, but, you know, like my husband says, you know, there's only so much tread on a tire, Monica. And so I'm trying to, you know, get caught up in my store, and I'm trying to do different things, but I want to grow this to be even more outside of our community, but I have to start where there's no place like home. I wanted to start at home first, mm-hmm. and then we'll branch out. Yeah, and trust me, it's good.
Yeah, this was in memory of your mother, right? That you started this?
Yeah. That's how we kind of started it. My brother and I were walking down the hallways, and you know how I like to come up with catchy names? You know, I'm always thinking marketing. I love marketing.
Yep.
And I'm always thinking of that, and then I said, Kelly, cardigans for caring. He goes, oh my, that's heartwarming. Mm-hmm. And it's been wonderful. Needless to say, I have a room full of cardigans right now in a box that I've been kind of sorting through. But, you know, the holidays get a little hectic, so I'm trying to catch up here. But enough said about that. But I just want everyone to know, if there's somebody that you want me to reach out to, or whoever, or just whatever, people will reach out to me once in a while and say, so-and-so could use this or that. And I love it. So if anyone wants to reach out to me about the cardigans for caring, it's really a wonderful, wonderful thing to do for people. And it doesn't have to be just Christmas time. Like, they gave them out on the New Year's party. And it made their day. It was like a like she said on Facebook, it just sweeten the day better. And that's what we want to do in 2021. We want to sweeten everybody's day.
Okay, good. Hey, let's, before we go to another subject here, we have to, what is Monica wearing today?
Oh, thank you, Paul. So Monica is wearing leopard pants, you know, animal leopard print pants with my, I wanted to talk about, you know, there we have the cruise on into Monica's for cruisers. Now ride on into Monica's for riders. I have on, they're blingy, they're bronze, and then they have a slight animal print on the side. And they are super comfortable, and they're great for traveling. And then I wanted to talk about people that are starting to travel now. These shoes, I will guarantee you that you put on these shoes, just get one pair and go on your trip and wear these all the time. They work with everything. It's like I have neutral colors, I have blues, I have a ton of different colors and different sizes, and they are wonderful for travel.
Okay.
I have a gray top. I guess I have to tell you, I do have something on the top.
Okay.
A gray top with animal print on the side. And then I threw on, for just a complete outfit, I threw on a fun festive vest. And, you know, if some of you don't like animal print, or you do and you want just a taste of it, this flowy fun vest can go into spring, and I will travel with this. This is a conversation piece. It's a little vest that's got animal print on it, and it's great for a layering piece. Then I have my pleather earrings and a silver necklace, and to tie it all together, and yeah, and voila, I'm ready for my day.
All right, sounds good. All right, are we going to talk about red this morning then, or?
Yes, okay. Yes, we are. So I've handpicked a bunch of red things, and I'm going to try to put them all on one wall. I try to do this every year, put everything that has anything to do with red on one wall. And, I have big plans today. So I have these really, 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 really cute tops that are red on the top, stripe, and buffalo plaid on the bottom. I had them in navy, and I had them in red, and I have them in gray. And I have a few left of each, not a lot. But that would be a hot pick to get for Valentine's Day. They're just so fun. You could wear them under a jacket. You could wear them under a vest. And vests are so popular with women. They're just fun, and they're festive. And what I like in my age, as I'm getting older, I get hot. You know that, Paul.
Mm-hmm.
It's a knit, not a sweater material. So, these go great into the spring because guess what? Half tell you, it's probably 69 days till spring. Not that I'm counting.
Yeah, it seems so, like spring with the temperatures we're having, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. And then you can even wear this cute little red coat over it. It's red with navy in it, and it's the sweetest, cutest looking coat I've ever seen in my life. It's got like a ruffle neck, and it's just knit. And that would go wonderful into spring, too. And I will be posting all these pictures after our visit here. But that would be really, really cute. And I also have a lot of new skorts in my vacation room for traveling.
Okay. How about leggings? Are there any red leggings?
You know what? I have red leggings. Gosh, you're good, Paul. Of course. Now, why wouldn't we think of that?
Well, I don't see red leggings a lot. But
okay, so I'm so glad you mentioned that, because guess what, Paul Ramo?
What?
I have different colors of red leggings. I have the deep red. I have the bright red. And, you know, those would be really, really cute with the buffalo plaid tunics, too.
Mm-hmm.
And red is always fun for a pop of color with, like, for instance, a black Lake Girl sweatshirt. I got more of those in. And that would be really cute to throw that sweatshirt on with a pair of red leggings and little booties or whatever, or a pair of my blingy cruisers that I got more in. That would be cute with the red leggings and the fun tunic top, too. So, yeah, I have, you know me, I love to shop. But I always tell my fashionistas, if you keep shopping, I will, too.
Okay.
So I try to keep that rhythm going, but I'll tell you what, it's festive in here with the red, and it's just only natural to flow into Valentine's Day with some red on.
Yeah, no, you have a few red caps too, don't you? I've seen them before.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So I have, thank you for mentioning that. Boy, you're good, Paul.
I'm a fashionista.
You got to get a raise. I have, yeah, actually I have a couple of black and red buffalo plaid Lake Girl caps left. And then to add to the buffalo plaid collection, I have a few of the Lake Girl blankets left. And I'll be honest with you, if you want to give somebody a special gift for Valentine's Day, especially people that are cold, grab one of these blankets to give them for Valentine's Day with a gift certificate from Monica's and maybe some chocolates from downtown or gifts, flowers, and complete the ensemble. A woman would love that because it's not only cute, but it's cozy, and it makes a great photo op, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. Well, we have a few minutes here. When are you open, and what are your hours, Monica?
Okay, so boy, time flies when you're having fun.
Yep.
Fun, right, Paul? I'm open Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. You can like me on Facebook. And, yes, I maybe haven't been posting as many pictures lately because I've been kind of busy with different things that I've been working on and wanting to get those things taken care of. So look out, Facebook. I'll be posting a lot more pictures today.
Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, if we don't have something animal, what we want to take out of this show is if we don't have anything animal print or something red or a great comfortable pair of shoes, you need to get into Monica's ASAP and get a pair of shoes fitted, because I am trying to organize all my shoes today and for when the peeps come in for traveling, you know, whether they want a comfy shoe. Now, like the shoe I have on, it's like a tennis shoe, only it's lightweight and it's comfy and they're cute. So, you know, I got the best shoes around. Yep. People say it all the time, and plus I have special booties I've got picked out for people too. So come in and get fitted. Cruise on into Monica's and ride into a pair of riders too.
All right. And I know some people are taking vacations down south to Cancun and stuff already again. So
yeah,
you got your vacation room.
Yeah, and plus I have a lot of tunics that you could wear over the to wear over your swimsuit.
Okay.
So yeah, my vacation room is kind of a disaster room right now, but I know that happens every year at this time of year. When people are looking for stuff like white things, yes, I have white shorts, I have white Bermudas, I have white the ankle pants. I have it all. So it's just to get it all organized, and that's what I'm working on today.
Okay.
Vacation room and get your red on.
All right, and where are you located, Monica?
I am located 931 Chestnut Street in Dawson, Minnesota, and I'm kitty corner across from the school. And like me on Facebook, and thank you so much for shopping 2020. And hopefully we can have a good shopping season in 2021. Shop small and having a ball.
All right. Thanks, Monica. And
thank
you have
you,
a great
Paul.
Day. Yeah. We'll have to. I don't like this over the phone. We need to get together.
Yeah, me too. But you know what? I think we got a lot of things done, lots of stuff done.
Yep.
The only thing is we didn't get the breakfast thing.
That's right. Missed that.
I hear your stomach growling, so next time I'll bring stuff to the studio.
All right. Thanks, Monica. We'll talk to you next time.
Thank you.
Yep. That's Monica Bothan with Fashionista Fridays.
You're listening to Q92 KLQP, Madison Dawson. We're at 92.1 FM. Time for news and an update on the weather.